Live breaking news, Nez Nation. This just in: the New York State of Appeals Court has just reduced Trump's bond in his civil fraud case to $175 million. A lot of people are calling this a victory for the former president. All the news outlets are losing their mind. Letitia Big Shame James reportedly is furious. I'm going to go through what all this entails, what all this means, plus stick around because I'm going to show you a video that mainstream media won't show you that proves without a shadow of doubt that Letitia Big Shame James was all about targeting Donald Trump. It was a complete 1,000,000,000% political witch hunt. And Trump said that this morning, right before he went into court to try to get this bond removed. He said, this is a political witch hunt. And you know what? He's been right about a lot of things. He was right about this. So let's find out a little bit more information about this. State appeals court ruled that Donald Trump and his co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case have 10 days to post a $175 million bond, down from a whopping, egregious, asinine $464 million judgment that was originally due Monday. So if you were kind of new to all of this, or maybe you didn't realize, Trump literally had till today, March 25, 2024, to come up with $464 million, which is, you know, by all accounts and all experts in all fields, both professional, both in media, both in the actual court of law, legal experts, they all said this was completely ridiculous. They've never, ever in the history of this type of system and process and these types of judgments, there's never been a bond that's been more than, you know, $200-300 million. This was absolutely ridiculous. Remember, no crime, no victims, no trial by jury of his peers. It was all based up to Judge Gargamel, Judge Ergaron, Judge Gargamel, and Letitia Big Shame James. I'm going to show you a video. This was all just targeting. This was all completely asinine. All experts, this is bipartisan, universal bipartisan, all experts, except for maybe CNN and those momos, they all said this is absolutely, this is ridiculous. It's absurd. It's never been done before. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of state appellate division judges is a major relief and victory for the former president, whose attorneys had said coming up with the larger bond was a, quote, practical impossibility. The ruling also means that State Attorney General Letitia Big Shame James, that's my name for her, cannot yet begin collecting the judgment. Oh my God, I wish I could see her face. I wish I could see your face. Letitia Big Shame James, you fraud, you con, you absolute derelict. I love this. Before Monday's ruling, Trump was liable for $454 million, most of the fraud judgment, but the amount he owed had been increasing by more than $111,000 a day because of added interests. He also had this claim, Trump, you know, because his company, Truth Social, his media company, was about to go public, which would have netted him, with his equity in that stake, would have netted him like something like $3 billion. But he also said, I'm not going to use that to pay this ridiculous bond. So his lawyers noted in court filings that bond companies typically, quote, require collateral of approximately 120% of the amount of the judgment, which in this case would have been $557 million. So it's a huge win, not only for Trump, not only for New York, but for justice, for actual justice. Because again, no crime, no victim. The banks actually, he paid back all his loans, including interest, and the banks wanted to continue doing business with him because he's a smart, amazing, exemplary businessman. Trump's lawyer said in one filing that they hadn't been able to point a secure bond. The other bond companies will not accept hard assets as a real collateral, but will only accept cash or cash equivalents. Trump's lawyers had asked the state appeals court to either reduce the amount he had to post or stay the award without him posting any security while he appeals Judge Gargamel's order. The decision Monday also puts a stay on part of the original judgment that barred Trump from serving as a public officer of a company, as well as the prohibitions placed on Weisselberg, McConney, Donald Trump Jr., and Eric Trump. The court did not grant requests from Trump to prohibit the independent monitor installing an independent director of compliance. The court also did not stay the provision of prohibiting the defendants from borrowing from a financial institution registered or chartered in New York State. The AG's office, check this out, brushed off Monday's ruling in a statement saying Donald Trump is still facing accountability, quote, for his staggering fraud. It's wrong. It's completely false. The court also already found that he engaged in years of fraud to falsely inflate his net worth and unjustly enrich himself, his family, and his organization. The $464 million judgment plus interest against Donald Trump and the other defendants still stands. She's furious. She is absolutely livid. And Trump celebrated the ruling on Truth Social, attacking Gargamel, saying that they're a disgrace to this country. Aline Haba, former president lawyer, said in a statement, "We are extremely, quote, pleased with the ruling issued by the appellate division. This monumental holding reigns in Judge Ergeron, quote unquote, Gargamel's verdict, which is an affront to all Americans." She's absolutely right. And boy, is she, she's with it. I like her. I can't say anything. My wife is watching. Love you, honey. This is the first important step in fighting back against Letitia James, Alina Haba goes on to say, and her targeted witch hunt against my client, which started before she ever stepped foot in office. Okay, so I'm going to show you a video that proves, and I can't wait to hear from you. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of this decision? Is this justice? Is this still not enough? I mean, the fact that somebody posted on X, you know, follow me on X, Professor News. Somebody posted on X that this is still ridiculous that we're actually celebrating this as a W when he still has to pay $175 million bond, which is a lot of money, considering that he did nothing wrong. I'd love to hear from you guys. What do you think of this decision? What do you think of the comments made by Alina Haba, his former attorney, as well as Letitia Big Shame James? You know, I've got inside sources that say she is absolutely furious because she had been gloating, spiking the football for weeks since the judge granted this absurd decision, saying we're going to get all his money. She registered with Westchester County to get his golf course, to get his estate, his mansion in Westchester, which, by the way, CNN actually revealed, the literally the worst state media organization of all time, CNN, revealed quite inadvertently that the evaluation on Mar-a-Lago was actually accurate. It's not worth $18 million. It's worth 10 times that. And so he didn't inflate anything. There was no crime. There were no victims. The banks loved him. There was no crime. I want to show you this video. Let me know in the comments what you think. If this is a W, is this an L? Put W for win, capital W for win in the comments. Put capital L for this is a loss in the comments if you think so. Now, I'm going to show you this video of Letitia James, who which proves it's a beautiful montage of Letitia James that reminds everybody that this was an absolute attack. It's really fast, but I want you to watch this because it just proves that Letitia Big Shame James is no different than Cash Money G. Willis, no different than Pelosi, no different than all of these people going after him, which is all a hoax. No different than Judge Gargamel. Check this out. This is so good.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
It's all actual footage. Those are all compiled video montages, clips from the last 2, 3, 4 years, calls him an illegitimate president, smiles with that smug, vicious, evil smile, saying, oh, we're going to go after him. Don't you worry. We're going to go after him. Follow the money. He's an illegitimate president. How is that A, not a conflict of interest? How is that B, in pursuit of justice? How is she even on this case? How is she even the attorney general of one of the biggest states, one of the most important states of our union? I got to think DEI. didn't earn it. That's what I got to think. But I want to hear from you. I'd throw this off to you guys, Nez Nation. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. I try to respond to all the comments. It's literally impossible. Obviously, members and super chats and super thanks get first priority. Think about becoming a member. Only costs you a cup of coffee for the whole month. And you support the truth because mainstream media won't show this stuff. Legacy media won't show the stuff that I'm telling you. I do my own quantitative, qualitative research. We need to get our country back. Also, don't forget, if you made it this far, in the pinned comment is our free Nez Nation Insider newsletter. All you got to do is just sign up, give us your best email, and it's your sure-proof, fail-safe way of never missing out. New videos, new content, live streams, breaking news, everything that legacy media and mainstream media won't show you. It's in the pinned comment. Click on that link. You'll see the option free newsletter. Give us your best email and you're in. Also, podcast listeners, other platforms, if you're watching or listening to this, it's in the show notes and in the description of the video. I love you guys. Check out these videos I posted next. These are awesome videos. Check these out. God bless you, Nez Nation. God bless your families. And God bless America. I'll see you soon.